Welcome to Capital Prayer. I'm Dr. David J. Rogers. Capital Prayer is a prayer and broadcast ministry for our nation, our capitals, and the people they represent. We pray in faith, knowing the God of the Bible hears our petitions and answers them when we pray in faith in Him and when we ask in Jesus' name. Capital Prayer is coming together in partnership in prayer for our nation, our states, and those who serve and represent us. We believe God, as He's shown us in 2 Chronicles 7, verse 14, if God's people who are called by His name will humble themselves, pray, seek His face, turn from their sin, then will He hear from heaven, forgive their sin, and heal their land. Today we pray for the United States as a nation and as individual states and territories. Father, we come to You in the name of Your Son, Jesus, and we lift You up, and we thank You, and we praise You, and give You all the glory. We ask Your blessings to be on our nation. We lift up to You the United States of America, every state and every territory in the Union. We ask You to bless the people of the United States of America with Your goodness, Your kindness, Your mercy, Your presence, and Your grace. Lord, we agree in prayer with all those who are called by Your name around the nation. We humble ourselves and seek Your face and Your presence to be with You in Jesus' name. Lord, we repent of our sin and ask Your forgiveness of the things that we've done wrong as individuals, as a people, and as a nation. Lord, we repent of warfare done in this nation, brother against brother, family against family, nation against the First Nations. From the Native Americans against each other, to the Spaniards, to the French, to the English, to the Americans against Americans. We repent and ask Your forgiveness. Heal our land. Lord, we repent of the injustices done in the United States of America, warfare, massacre, slavery, division, hate, and selfishness. We repent and ask Your forgiveness. Heal our land. Lord, we repent of the divisions in the church in the United States of America. We repent of the words we said of one another. We ask Your help that we might be reconciled to one another in Jesus Christ. We repent and ask Your forgiveness. Heal Your church and heal Your land. Lord God, we pray for the people of the United States of America. Lord God, bless them and keep them. Lord, make Your face to shine upon them and be gracious to them. Lord, lift up Your countenance upon them and give them peace. Lord, put Your name upon them and bless them. Make Your grace abound toward them that they always have all sufficiency in all things and may abound to every good work. Lord, bless them that they may prosper and be in good health, even as You prosper their souls. Lord, now to You, who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we can ask or think, according to the power that is in You, at work in us. Supply to all their need according to Your riches and glory, by and through Christ Jesus. Amen. Lord, we pray for the executive branch of the United States, of the nation, of the states, and the territories. Lord, we pray You give the president, the vice president, and the cabinet wisdom and insight to lead the nation well. We pray for the governors and lieutenant governors and their cabinets. We ask for wisdom and insight to lead their people well. Lord, we pray You give the president, the vice president, governors, lieutenant governors, their cabinets, and staff peace, wisdom, and favor to serve the people well. We ask Your blessings on all they do on behalf of the people and the nation, the states, and the territories. Lord, we pray You give them, their staffs, and administrators peace, wisdom, and favor to serve the people well. We ask Your blessings on all they do on behalf of the people, the nation, the states, and the territories. Let them do well and serve the people well, timely, under budget, and successful in service to the nation, to the state, to the territory, even to the locality. Lord, we ask for healing, health, and wholeness for all those who serve the nation, the states, and the territories, and the people. We ask for peace in their homes. We ask for wisdom in their finances and contentment in what they do. We ask for them and their service. We thank you for their service to this great nation and to their states and to their territories. Lord, we pray for the judicial branch of the United States of America, of the nation, of the states, and the territories. Lord, we pray you give our justices, judges, clerks, and officers of the court wisdom and insight to serve the nation, the states, the territories, and the people well. Lord, we pray you give administrators and office workers peace, wisdom, and favor to serve the nation, the states, and the territories, and the people well. We ask your blessings on all they do on behalf of the people. Let them do well and serve well, timely, under budget, and successful in service to the nation. Lord, we ask for healing, health, and wholeness for all those who serve in any capacity in the judiciary. We ask for their peace and safety and for peace in their homes. We ask for wisdom in their finances and contentment and satisfaction in what they do. We thank you for them and their service to our great nation. Lord, we pray for the legislative branch of the United States, of the nation, the states, and the territories. Lord, we pray you give our representatives and senators, the speakers of the nation, the state and territory houses, and the presidents pro tem of the national, state, and territorial senates, the majority leaders and the minority leaders, wisdom and insight to serve the nation, the states, the territories, and the people well. Lord, we pray you give them, their staffs, and administrators peace, wisdom, and favor to serve the nation, the states, and the territories well. We ask your blessings on all they do on behalf of the people, the nation, the states, and the territories. Let them do well and serve well, timely, under budget, and successful in service to the people. Lord, we ask for a spirit of conciliation and willingness to work together for what is right and good for the people, the resources of the nation, and the economy. Let the legislation be sound and a benefit to the people and our future. Lord, we ask for healing, health, and wholeness for all those who serve the nation, the states, and the territories, and the people in the legislature. We ask for peace in their homes. We ask for wisdom in their finances and contentment and satisfaction in what they do. We thank you for them and their service to our people. Lord, we pray for all those who serve the nation, the states, and the territories as employee roles. Lord, we pray you bless all of the men and women who serve the nation, the states, and the territories in administrative, custodial, maintenance, operational, and security roles. Give to them wisdom and insight to do their jobs well and to serve the people and the government well. Lord, we pray you give them peace, wisdom, insight, and favor to serve the people and the government well. We ask your blessing on all they do on behalf of the people and the government. Let them do well and serve the government well, on time, under budget, and successful in service to the people and the government. Lord, we ask your blessing and protection on all of those who serve in our military, police, security, first responders, intelligence, and investigative roles. We ask your blessings and protection on all our customs and natural resources officers. Give them all wisdom to do their jobs well and let them find satisfaction in what they do on behalf of the people and the nation, the states and the territories. Lord, we ask for healing, health, and wholeness for all those who serve the government and their families. We ask for peace in their homes. We ask for wisdom in their finances and contentment and satisfaction in what they do. We thank you for them and their service to our people. Father, in the name of your Son, Jesus, we come to you and humble our hearts before you on behalf of the United States of America, on behalf of the people in each of the states and territories. We ask for your presence. We seek your face. Help all the people of the United States of America to walk away from sin and begin to walk with you. Forgive them and let them find salvation in Jesus Christ, your Son. Heal our land. We thank you that you hear our prayers. We thank you that you let us come close to you. We thank you for the grace Jesus gave us at the cross. Father, lead us. Lead us all in the United States of America and also all on earth to know your salvation through your Son Jesus. Show us how to grow closer in our relationship with you. Amen. I thank you for joining with us today. Share this podcast with family, friends, and via social media. You can find Capital Prayer on Facebook. Consider being a monthly supporter of Capital Prayer. Your gifts of support help continue God's word and pray for this nation and these capitals. Capital Prayer is an outreach of Bethel Grace Ministries, bringing God and His people together. You can give to this ministry through monthly sponsorship or through online giving. You can find us on Tithely, Tithe.ly, as Bethel Grace Ministries, Montgomery, Alabama. Our Tithely number is 408-658. Remember to pray always for our leaders and our nation, and always pray in faith. This is Dr. David J. Rogers for Capital Prayer saying goodbye for now. Be well, be blessed, be prosperous, and have a great day. In Jesus' name.